We're going to Be'ezras Hashem be starting a new sugya today. Really, in a sense, in between sugyos. First of all, don't get rid of your old packets. You'll need them for the bechina. And also, there's a issue in the packet, your old packet, on the problem of evil that I hope to come back to. So I'll let you know, but don't get rid of them. Number two, so as you could see, the new unit that we're doing, Be'ezras Hashem, is the topic of free will. But before, thank you. Before we get to the begin free will, I want to actually do a different topic with you today that, as we'll see, Be'ezras Hashem is going to be a relevant introduction to our discussion of free will, but also an issue that stands on its own. And that is the question of why the world was created. We'll see why that's relevant to free will. One argument that's sometimes offered for free will is, what purpose would there be in creation if we had no freedom? What would the point be? We would just be a bunch of automatons doing what we would automatically do. Well, what value or purpose is there in creation? Now, that's an interesting argument, which takes for granted, which presupposes that there is a purpose, and we know what that purpose is with sufficient confidence that we're able to say something like, well, there would be no purpose if we didn't have free will. So that's an argument we're going to get to next week. But for now, I'd like to discuss the basic question of whether or not, why is there, what is the purpose of creation? So for that, turn to your source books, page 5. Wait a moment, let me check on the bell. We're going to consider today three perspectives on the question of why the world was created that are found in our Sfarim. And then, after presenting the three perspectives, we'll consider whether they should actually be seen as disagreeing inherently. Is there a fundamental dispute? Or perhaps the three different perspectives are highlighting different perspectives, but they need not necessarily be in conflict. The first approach is, we'll see, described at length in the Rambam, but perhaps succinctly put in the Sefer HaTamid. You have that on the bottom of page 5. The Sefer HaTamid, in his commentary on the Tefillah, it's written by Rabbeinu Reuven ben Chaim, who is the Rebbe of the Meiri. And he writes, Zos HaChakira, the question of why God created the world, the question is sometimes placed, if God lacked nothing, then why would he create the world? It would seem that to create something indicates a lacking of some sort that would be filled by creation. After all, if I make breakfast, it's because I'm hungry. I need something, so I make it. I make it in order to fulfill that chisaron. So the Sefer HaTamid addresses this question, and he answers, Nifleis ma'od v'lo nimtza shiyatir ksharaha ach shiyomru kach gazra chachmaso ve'al ze anu omrim b'mufla mimcha al tidrosh. We don't know. Kach gazra chachmaso, it's a good question, but it's not an answer that we can know. Perhaps it's actually not a good question. Here he alludes to the halacha of b'mufla mimcha al tidrosh. The Mishnah in Chagiga says one of the questions that a person may not ask is, what was before? We can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu within this world as we perceive him. We can't understand his essence, and we can't understand him outside of creation. And to ask the question, why did he create the world, is to say, what was he like before creation? What was lacking? And how did creation in some way fulfill that lacking, or if not that something was lacking, what was the motivation? Well, asking about what was before is simply wrong, because you're not allowed to ask malifnim, and we can't experience or relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside of our existence. It's also wrong because the question presumes the existence of time. Why did God create the world at a particular time, and time didn't exist at that time? That's a additional point that Rugachever makes when presenting this perspective. And therefore, basically, don't ask the question. You can't understand it. It doesn't make sense. The Rambam also believed that one can't understand or know the purpose of the world's creation. Take a look at page 6. We'll read here from the Mor Nevuchim, Chelek Beis, Perek Chav Dalet. Sorry, where'd that go? Okay, guess we won't. Second week in a row I did this. I'm sorry. I'm going to read to you from Mor Nevuchim, Chelek Beis, Perek Chav Dalet. Tshuvas kol hasheelos halalu. The answer to all these questions. What questions? The Rambam previously dealt with questions like, why is God inspire one person and not another? Why did he reveal the Torah to one particular nation at one particular time? Why has he said that this is Aser and this is Mutter? Why has he shown through a prophet certain miracles and not others? What is the purpose of his laws? And so on and so forth. And he says, Tshuvas kol hasheelos halalu, hilomar, kach ratza, o kach chiyava chachmaso. The answer is, so Hashem wanted, so is wisdom decided. Kishem shehimtzi es haolam be'eish sheratza betzurazu. Just as he created the world according to his will in this particular form, ve'ein anu yodin im ritzono bekach v'lo ofen hachachma beyichud tzurosav v'zmano, and we don't understand why or his wisdom decided at a particular way or not. No, the answer is kach gazra chachma, so that's the way Hashem decreed it. And it doesn't make sense to ask, kach lo neda ritzono o hachras chachmaso biyichud kol ma shekadma hasheela alav. Essentially, Rambam here offers two arguments for his position. Number one is we cannot know the purpose of the world. And second of all, he writes, right? Let me just read that again. Yeah, he writes that there's no single purpose, there's no single species for which the world was created. He writes that every single species has its own purpose. The Rambam proves that from the fact that it says Kitov about all the different species. So why does it keep on saying Kitov in Perek Aleph of Bereishis? He says that's because each individual species is independently valuable and is not just functional in so far as it has a supporting role for other things. The Rambam understood that the term ki tov implies it's independently valuable and not just a function. He writes, V'hu shelo bi'er klal b'davar mehem sheyiu b'avur davar acher. Ela kol chelek v'chelek mechelke ha'olam Zecher shehu imtzio v'shemetziuso haya naus lekavana v'zeu amru v'yar lokim kitov. Just a parenthetical point, it would seem that the Rambam was chozer in what he writes over here in Mor Nevuchim with what he wrote in the Hakdama to Perusha Mishnayos. I'm not sure if anyone has a way to resolve it, but in the Hakdama to Pirsha Mishnayos, he takes for granted that the world was created for human beings. And everything that was created was created to support human beings. He even says, he goes so far as to say that, he says, why is it that there's a need for so many different creations? Such a diversity of creatures. And he answers that all of these creatures, though we don't always see why and how, are meant to support the perfected human being, what he calls the Ish Shalem Kolel HaChachma V'Amaseh, the perfected person, perfected both with respect to wisdom and with respect to Maaseh, not just someone who knows a lot, but someone who acts kindly and so on. So all that was created to support that. And then he asks, so why are there so many people? After all, there are so few people that could be categorized as the Ish Shalem Kolel HaChachma V'Amaseh. And he answers, there are two reasons. Number one is that if everybody in the world was a bunch of philosophers, the world would go to, nobody would take out the garbage. Nobody would collect the garbage. So all of the masses are there to serve the more perfected person. Otherwise, the world would go to rot if we didn't have all the other people supporting the perfected person. So therefore, they too play a function in the goal. And second of all, he says, to provide companionship for the chachamim. Similar to the Gemara in Brachos, kol ha'olam kulo lo nivra ala letzav hazeh, companionship for talmid chachamim. The Ramchal writes about this in Chaf Vav of Mesil Shisharim. But he writes that's the second purpose of the why there are so many people, either to play support. I guess both of them are to play a supporting role for the perfected individual, to help him live in a functional way, and also to provide for his companionship. I'll just read you a little bit from his lashon over there. This is from the Hakdama LaMishnah. He writes, "V'nishara kan she'ela achas v'hi yesh lemak shelomar." Atem kvar martem shalom tzia chachma lokim elokis shum davar levatala v'shekol hanivraim tachas galgal yareach adam hu hanichbad shebahem. That's actually an important point to note. He says everything was created for the purpose of man. He actually says everything in the sublunar world was created for the purpose of man. Whether malachim are also, in a sense, subservient or not is a different question. Many say, yes, they too are meant also to, even if they exist in a more spiritual, higher, elevated spiritual state, they too are for man. The Maharal, the Nefesh HaChaim, others firm stress that idea. The Rambam doesn't quite say that, but at the very least, everything in the sublunar realm is to support man. And what is the purpose of man? Hasagas hamuskalos. Im kain maduim tzi Hashem kol bnei Adam she'enam masigim muskal. V'anachnu ro'im sherov bnei Adam reikim mimada rodfei hata'avos. V'adam hamilumad haparush nazir upla'i lo yimtza ela yachid. Be'echad hadoros. Whoa, one in a generation. So imagine that. The Rambam says, yeah, even if it's only one in a generation, everybody else is for him. Okay, so that's what he says in the Akdama to Perash Mishnayis. Here in the Mo'en Nevu'im, again, I don't know how to resolve this. As far as I could tell, he was chozer. He writes, no, we can't actually know the reason for any one of the creations. And all the creations do have an independent value and worth. That's why it says kito for each of them. And we can't understand the reason for creation at all. And that's the approach we're going to present as the Rambam's approach for now. The Rambam says that we don't know, we can't know why the world was created. The Rav in Halachic Man on page 52-53 relates the following description of this argument from Reb Chaim. So I'll read it. Fascinating quote. Reb Simcha Zelig, the disciple and friend of Reb Chaim, related to me the following incident. Once he and Reb Chaim visited someone's house in Vilna. While they were waiting for their host to appear, Reb Chaim glanced through some of the Chabad, through some works of Chabad Chasidus that were lying on the table. The books apparently discussed the question of God's motivation in creating the world and cited two opinions. God created the world for the sake of his goodness, and two, he created it for the sake of his grace. We'll talk about those two views in just a couple of minutes. Reb Chaim turned to Reb Simcha Zelig and with utter seriousness told him, both views are incorrect. The world was created neither for the sake of his goodness nor for the sake of his grace, but for the sake of his will. This view, set down by Rambam as a firm principle in the guide, is the very seal of halachic man. The world was created in accordance with the will of God, who wills to contract his divine presence in it. Therefore, we are called to act and to arrange our lives in accordance with this fundamental idea. But the Rambam says, why was the world created? Again, in the lashon of the Rambam, kach gazra chachmaso. And it doesn't make sense to ask anything further. And again, I think the idea from the Sefer HaTamid. Okay, now I'll take some questions. I see there are a lot. Again, we're going to present two other perspectives, and then we're going to discuss whether or not they actually disagree with the Rambam or not.
I'm not sure if I understand correctly. Is the Rambam saying that, like, it's possible that the perfect creation is? I think the Rambam writes elsewhere that man has a greater level of hashgacha pratis than animals.
Correct.
So if that's true, so then wouldn't that indicate that man is the purpose of creation more
no.
than like an ant?
Not necessarily. And while that might seem reasonable, the reason for man's higher level of hashgacha is because he can, to a greater degree, closely attach himself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And hashgacha, for the Rambam, is a natural outgrowth of that chibur. That's why Chassidim have a higher level of hashgacha as well. And that's why hashgacha for animals is by definition impossible, or at least inconceivable. It's not a reflection of purpose. It's a natural phenomenon.
Two small things. One, based on what the Rambam was saying in Peshitar about how the world could just have been, that everything could have been the purpose for creation. The world, the earth, had just been created for, like, say, one animal?
No, the Rambam says that everything was created for a purpose independently. And we don't know that purpose. Kach gazra chachmaso. It's silly to ask.
Secondly, also, when the Rambam said, let's say, even if one in a generation, could that be the world? Would that be some sense the idea of Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam? In that sense?
Yeah. But if that.
We don't know who that Bishvili is.
Okay, could be. But he also says the Bishvili is the Adam HaShalem.
So I'm saying, if there's only one Adam HaShalem, then.
But Shalem, in other words, if you're not. The Rambam says that specifically in the context of describing the purpose as being muskalos.
I'm a little confused about our presentation of the Rambam with Chaim. I thought it was Ben Rama, we can't know the reason, but Chaim says we definitely know the reason we're not grace God's goodness.
Okay, that's a fair point. What the Rambam says is, V'ein anu yodim es ritzono bekach, v'lo b'ofen hachachma b'yichud tzuros av zmano, kach lo neida ritzono achras chachmasu b'yichud kol ma shekadma she'il alav. The distinction you're saying is a good point. Apparently, the way Reb Chaim understood this was no, that kach gazra chachmaso is not, at least, it's incorrect to say it's for this or that, whether it's grace or whatever, because the only reason that we can understand that's true with respect to us is Kach Gazra Chachmaso. And therefore we'll reject any other reason.
We're going to check the reason not because of the reason, just because we're suggesting a reason.
We're not suggesting any reason. Kach Gazra Chachmaso.
Right. But I'm more confused on how Rechaim could reject the reason. It could be because of God's kindness, just we can't know.
Okay. The answer is, those answers are wrong because, we'll return maybe to the distinction you're saying a little bit later, something along those lines, perhaps. But the correct attitude, one way or the other, is not to offer a reason, but to rather to say that this is his will. Okay. Now, the second approach is seen in many Svarim, perhaps most famously in the writings of the Ramchal. Why don't we take a look at it in a couple of places in the Ramchal that you have on page 6. We'll start with the Mesilas Yesharim. Second sentence, Vihine ma sheharunu. Harunu. Sorry. Chachamenu zichronim levracha. So notice, first of all, he tells us that this is a Mesorah. What our Mesorah is on this matter, who? Sha'adam lo nivra elalis aneg al Hashem v'lehenos miziv shchinaso shehu hata'anug ha'amiti v'ha'idun hagadol mikol ha'idunim shicholim lihimatze, that God, the world, was created to be misaneg in Hashem, and that is the greatest conceivable pleasure. Umikol umakol ma'idunim hazeh hu be'emes olam haba ki yuha nivra ba'chana hamireches ledavar zeh, and the place of this idun, of this pleasure, is olam haba, which was created specifically for this purpose of lis'aneg al Hashem. Ach haderech kedei lagia el mechoz chatzenu zeh hu zeh olam. This world is like a prusdor. The prusdor is the antechamber. An antechamber serves as a purpose. It's a hallway. It's to get from place A to place B. Your goal, your destination, is place B. And the antechamber doesn't exist for its own purpose, only as a means to get you to your destination. And likewise, olam hazeh is a prusdor for olam haba. That's where we're supposed to get. So what are we doing here? This world is the means by which we could get olam haba. So the Ramchal here tells us that the purpose of existence is for God to bestow goodness upon us. He writes that the basis is tradition, because it's not stated anywhere explicitly in the Torah. We'll see in a moment that Ramchal also argues that we know this not just from tradition, but it's logical. He's going to argue that no other possible explanation is feasible or reasonable for the existence of the world, because after all, what is God lacking? And therefore, this is the only possible reason. We'll see that in a moment. While there's no psukim that state this explicitly, there are various psukim that are sometimes cited to reflect this idea. One of the most famous ones is Olam. You have it right here. Ki amarti Olam Chesed Yibaneh Shamayim Tachin Emunas Chavahem, which is understood as saying that the world is the greatest conceivable act of Chesed. Take a look at the Targum on that pasuk. Might support that. And let's just take a look at a couple other places where the Ramchal presents this idea, and then we'll turn to the third approach and then consider the resolutions. So take a look, you have right below here, Das Tvunos, Ki Akel Yisporach Shemo Hu Tachlis Hatov Vadai Ve'amna Michok Hatov Hu Lehetiv. So a Mida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he's a Tov, and the Mida of the Tov is to be Meitiv. V'zehu Ma Sheratza Hu Yisporach Shemo Livro Nivrayim Kadesh Yuchal Lehetiv Lahem. And therefore, in order for God to be able to bestow goodness upon others, so he had to create others upon whom to bestow that goodness. Ki ein, ki im ein mekabel atov, ein hatava. There's no other way to bestow goodness. When, before, as it were, the creation of the universe, when it was only God alone that existed, so there was no one upon whom to bestow that goodness. There was no expression of God's midav tov and meitiv. V'amnam. So the purpose of the creation was in order to bestow this goodness. Now, why is it that he didn't just create a world in which we're mis'aneg and el Hashem directly? Why is it that we have this world, a world of avoda, a world sometimes full of pain and suffering, a world in which God's presence is hidden? After all, it's l'saneg al Hashem, so God's presence shouldn't be hidden. But really, the whole creation of the world is an act of halama, an act of God hiding himself. So he answers, v'amnam, k'dei shetia hatava hatava shlema, yada b'chachmaso hanizgava shera'ui kapam. The ultimate act of pleasure is to enjoy that which you worked for, that it not be nama de kisufa, free bread. Velo yishar lamboshes panim bekabalam hatov kimi shemekabel tzedakah me'acher, such that there's not a feeling of shame that's associated with receiving things that are undeserved. So when you give someone a gift that's undeserved, they won't enjoy that nearly as much as if you give them an opportunity to earn that. V'alze amru, man de'achil de'lav delay, bayis listakule ba'pe. If you eat something that's not yours, so then you're embarrassed to look at his face, or the face of the person who gave it to you. It's a shame. We, as it were, the ultimate pleasure is to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face, as it were, and we'll only do that if, in fact, we are deserving. Now, this, of course, raises an interesting question. Maybe we'll get back to it today, maybe not. But the question is, so why couldn't God create a world in which you could enjoy a gift without shame? Right? Is that a good question? Why couldn't you create it? So maybe you'll say, no, it's not. You can't ask questions. That goes back to the Rambam's point. We could only relate to answers within our frame of existence, within this universe. Why couldn't the universe have been created differently such that that wasn't true? Maybe that's not a good question.
Enjoy a gift without what?
I'm sorry?
Enjoy a gift without something.
Without shame. Why couldn't you create it differently? That's not a good question. That's going back to asking pre-Bria. Though, it does seem like the Ramchal is trying to address the question from pre-Bria. Maybe we'll have an answer to that shortly. But one way or the other, that's what the Ramchal writes. Likewise, Derech Hashem, the source below, Hine atachlis bebria, haya lehetiv mituvo yisbarach lezulaso. Vine tirek, kihu levado yisbarach, shemo Hashlemus Amiti Hamisholel. You know what? I see we're late. Read this on your own, and perhaps we'll have a chance to get back to this some more at the end. I'm not sure if we will. Okay. Now the third perspective. And that's found in the Ramban. Take a look again, bottom of page 7. This is the famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. Yeah, sorry.
I read what you were saying, but obviously the fact that Old Hadwa is not normally mentioned as something that's not throughout is obviously a question. And Psukim, where you have describing that Kodesh Baruch Hu was found the Eretz HaFayim. So how would Ramban deal with those types of formulations where people, Chizkiyahu begs to be given more years of his life and he cries when
so he's that dead. That's very meduyak. In other words, if this is true, then a shorter period of time on this world leaves less of an opportunity to perfect yourself and thereby be able to experience Olam Haba. In terms of why Olam Haba is not mentioned explicitly in Tanakh is a different question. We'll God willing return to that question. Okay, it is one that Ramchal himself deals with, among others. So the Ramban writes here again, the famous Ramban, the end of Parshas Bo, the kavanas kol mitzvos shenamin belokenu v'noda elav shehu bira'anu v'hi kavanas hayitzira. The purpose of mitzvos, and even more remarkably, the purpose of yitzira in general, is for us to believe in him and to acknowledge his having created us. She'en lanu tam acher b'yitzira rishona. We have no other reason that we know of other than this. Ve'en kel elyon chafetz betachtonim milvad shi'eda ha'adam v'yodele lokav shibra'o. And he explains many things based off of this. That's the idea of romimos hakol betfila and bate knesios and the like, so we can publicize our belief and our faith in his having created us. Okay. Oftentimes, a pasuk that is cited to support this idea is the pasuk, you have it on the top of page 8. Kol hanikra v'shmi v'lichvodi b'rasiv yatzartiv af asisiv. So what does it mean that it was created lichvodi b'rasiv? So, it's not actually so clear, but the way the Radak and the Malbim understand this pasuk is that God created the whole world for his glory. This seems to be the Mishnah, or the Brisa, in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos. Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'olamo, lo bira'o, ela lechvodo, shene'amar, kol hanivra, hanikra v'shmi lechvodi b'rasiv. And the truth is, we find so many places in Tanakh that seem to support this idea. For example, if you look at the book of Yechezkel, the psukim stress that the purpose of redemption is, and even continued existence, is so that God's name won't be desecrated. In other words, as opposed to the Ramchal, who seems to be stressing that it's all about us, when you look, the Ramban says it's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The purpose is lichvodo. And again, these psukim in Yechezkel, just one example, right? V'emchol al shem kachi asher chileluhu beis Yisrael bagoyim asher bo shama lachein amar emor leveis Yisrael ko amar Hashem Elokim lo l'manchem ani oseh beis Yisrael ki im l'shem kachi asher chilaltem bagoyim asher vasem sham. V'kidashti yeshmi agadol amechulal bagoyim asher chilaltem besocham v'yadu agoyim ki ani Hashem ne'um Hashem Elokim behikadshi bachem le'enechem v'lakachti yeshchem min agoyim v'kibatzti yeshchem mikol aratoz v'yveisi yeshchem alad maschem v'zarakti aleichem ayin torim utartem mikol tumoseichem u'mikol giluleichem atahar eschem. Likewise, Moshe Rabbeinu staves off the genocide following the chait. Why? His argument is simply, Mayom Ragayim, what would Mitzrayim say? In other words, the purpose, these arguments are very powerful if you assume, like the Ramban. The purpose is Kola Nivra's Lechvodi Nivra, and the purpose of creation is so that the creations will be able to say, Hashem, you created us, and Memela, in a world where there's Chil Hashem, so that's the opposite. So the pasuk in Yechezkel says there'll be redemption because of the Chil Hashem, and the pasukim in Moshe Rabbeinu says you can't destroy the Jews because the Chil Hashem. And if you assume that the purpose of the existence is to facilitate man's volitional acceptance of Hashem's existence, so then these arguments make sense. Ramban in Parshas Hazinu seems to make these points as well. Ashbisa me'anosh zichram galusan bein ha'amim anachnu Yehudu v'nyamin she'en lanu zecher ba'amim v'al nechshav la'am v'uma klal v'hine yomer ha'kasuv ki haya b'midas ha'din liyosenu kein ba'galus li'olam. Really, al pidin, we should never be written to Pesukim in Yecheskel, also, but Hazinu imply. Lule kas ha'oyev, but the Pasuk says, so why is he redeeming us? Kas ha'oyev. V'yorezeh, ki bagalosenu ata tamas chosavos. Ve'en lanu atzalam yad ha'amim, rak bavur shemo. So why are we going to be redeemed? Bavur shemo. Umevi goel ivnev neham lema'an shemo. Be'ava. Ki'inyin she'amar b'yechezgel v'kibatzti eschem min aratzos asher nefutzosem bam v'nikdashti b'chem le'nei agoyim v'yedatem ki ani Hashem b'asosi eschem l'man shemi lo k'darcheichem ha'ra'im u'chalilosechem ha'nishchasos v'esh Yisrael v'chein amarod v'a'as l'man shemi levilti heichel le'nei agoyim v'lachein hizkir Moshe b'tfilaso v'amru agoyim Asher Shimu Ashimacha Lemor. Vashem Yisbar Chodelo. Vyomar Salachti Kidvarecha. Kidvarecha, like your argument of Mayom Ragayim. Vatam Betain Hazos. What is the rationale behind Moshe's argument? Einenu Kirotzel Haros Kocho Bein Sonav. So this is an interesting point, because Ramban is noting maybe you'll read these psukim and you'll say that God wants fundamentally to show his name. Bein sonav, mayom ragayim. Right? What's Mitzrayim going to say? Well, who cares what Mitzrayim says? Why is Hashem so interested in what Mitzrayim is going to say? So Ramban deals with this issue. Ki kol agayim ka'ayin negdo me'efes v'to nechshav lo. Aval Hashem bara es ha'adam b'tachtonim shiakir es bo'o v'yoda lishmo. Like we saw before, the whole purpose of creation of man is so he'll be modeh b'shmo. V'sam harishus b'yado l'arau leitev, and he gave us the free choice. V'kasher chatu b'rtzonam v'kafu bo kulam lo nish'ar rak ka'am hazeh l'shmo. Initially, all of mankind had that opportunity, but they sinned, and all that was left was Klal Yisrael. U'pirsim b'hem b'umos v'mofsim b'osos v'mofsim Kihu Eloke Elokim Adonai Adonim V'noda B'chol B'zeh L'chol Olam. God's name became known through his choosing Klal Yisrael and Yetzias Mitzrayim, and subsequently V'hine Im Yashuv Yovad Zichram, such that now if the Jewish people were to be destroyed Yishkechu Amim Es Ososav V'es Ma'asav V'lo Yisupar Od Bahem. So then the purpose in creation would ultimately be contradicted and not achieved. V'im adam yaskir kein yachshivu ki haya koach mikochos hamazalos. All the miracles were just mazel. V'hine tia kavanas abriya ba'adam b'teilo lagamrei. The purpose of creation will be batel. Shelo yishar bahem yodea es baro. Nobody would be left who knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we were to be destroyed. And then the whole purpose of creation would no longer exist. Valkein ra'ui medina ratzon shiyeh bibriya bibriyas ha'olam shiyiyu ratzon milafanav lahakim lo la'am kol ha'yamim kihema ha'krovim elav v'ayodim osomi kol ha'amim. Okay, so ad kan the Ramban. So, the two questions I'd like to deal with now are the following. A, is there a fundamental difference between Rambam on the one hand, who says Kach Gazer Chachmaso, versus Ramban and Ramchal, both of whom offer some type of reason Ramchal, in order to be Meitiv, Ramban, Leman Shemo. And then question number two is there some form of resolution between the Ramban and the Ramchal, who seem to be presenting opposite perspectives? Ramchal, the purpose of creation is for man, and Ramban focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those are the questions. So first let's turn to the question of reason versus no reason, or Ramchal, Ramban versus Rambam. So I don't know if anyone is fundamentally disagreeing with the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that just like we can't know God's essence, all we could do is describe his actions from our perspective, knowing that perhaps in some way they're reflective of who he is, but we can't understand him. We could only describe him insofar as he relates to us, insofar as he relates to the world. And one might say that klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'atzmuso, so we don't know, nor can we say anything about the purpose of creation. And that's part of what Chazal said when they said you can't ask malefnim, what's before. The ultimate purpose, the true purpose, is something that's unknowable because he is unknowable. However, at the very least, the Ramchal and the Ramban and others felt that while that's true, klapei his essence, we can't really understand anything, there's still value in trying to understand what we can from what we see of him and what we're able to understand, knowing full well that it's not the whole picture. And you see this both in the Ramban and the Ramchal. Just an example, in the Ramchal, when he presents this idea, Das Tfunos, what we read before, is Ma shenuchal lahasig b'inyan hazeh hu ki akel yisborach shemo hu tachlis hatov vaday, and the like. Right? He prefaces his whole explanation with that which we're able to understand b'inyan zeh. Ramchal isn't saying that this is the whole picture or this is the only picture. Ramchal would fully agree that we can't truly understand why he created the world, what his motivation is, because that's to think about something that's unknowable to us as finite people. But the Ramchal says, "Ma shenuchal lahasig b'inyan zeh," is the following. What we can't understand is the following, and knowing what we can't understand is valuable. A, God let us see it, so therefore we should know it. But B, the Ramchal happens to also think that understanding that this is the purpose of creation is something that's very valuable. It's a motivating force. That's why he puts it in the opening lines of Misilas Yesharim, which is a Musar work. It's not a philosophical work. Because knowing the Yesod HaYesodos, V'Amud HaChachma, is something that will help us have the proper orientation and direction and purpose in our service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I think the same thing is true with respect to the Ramban, and it's Meduyuk in his Lashon in a number of places. So I'm not saying that there's no fundamental disagreement, there's no disagreement at all, and I'm not saying that the Rambam would agree with the statements of Ramchal. Maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't. But what I'm saying is that they're two fundamentally different points that are in consonance with each other. Whatever reasons we're giving for creation, we should understand that these are reasons that we can relate to based off of our perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from within the Bria. We're within the Bria. We relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we see of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We see of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that which he allows us to see within the Bria. So that's the first point. What about between the Ramchal versus the Ramban? So I want to present to you two perspectives, two resolutions to what seems to be opposite positions, and I'm going to argue that they need not be seen this way. So again, what have we seen? We've seen that his purpose is either to bestow goodness, the Ramchal, or that we could recognize his existence, the Ramban. right? And the first obvious point is that the first reason is for our sake, and the second is for God's sake. I want to answer this question by looking at another stira within the Ramban. And this way you'll see it's mamish within the Ramban. And when you see this stira within the Ramban, you'll see that what the Ramchal says isn't fundamentally opposed to the Ramban. And the question I want to deal with is the purpose of mitzvos. So take a look here at the Ramban, again on page 8, where it says Dvarim Perek Yud, Dvarim Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Me'imach Nimshach El Letov Lach Yomar Einenu Shoel Me'imach Davar Sheye Letzarcho El Letzarkecha. The Pasuk over here is telling us the purpose of all mitzvos, and the answer is mitzvos are for us. They're for us. Letov Lach, says the Pasuk. The Ramban proves this from the famous pasuk in Iyov that highlights this. You have it below. Im chatasa matifa lo, v'rabu psha'acha matasa lo, im tzadakta matitein lo, mam yadcha yikach. If you sin, you haven't harmed God. And if you do that which is righteous, what have you given him? He lacks nothing, you could give him nothing. So it's obvious that the purpose of mitzvos are for us, for our benefit, not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is very much consistent with what we saw in Ramchal, that the purpose of creation is for us, and here the purpose of mitzvos are for us. Now compare this with a source we have over here from this week's Parsha about the purpose of the Mishkan and generally in mitzvos. Amar Rabbi Avram. Amar Ki hotseisi eschem osam me'aretz Mitzrayim rak ba'avur ki eshkon b'socham v'zehu ta'avdun es alokim al ha'arazet. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was for Matan Torah, was for Hashras Hashchina. V'yafet piresh v'im kein yesh be'inyan sod gadol ki kefi pshat ha'davar Hashchina b'Yisrael tzorech hedyot v'lo tzorech gavoa. From the perspective of Pshat, the purpose of Hashras HaShechina is for us, not for him. Hashem doesn't need our house because he's homeless. It's for us, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be in our presence. Avahu ki'inyan she'amar akasov Yisrael asher b'cha es pa'er. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes glory in us. In other words, it's for him, as it were. Varmer Yoshua Uma ta'aseh l'shimcha gadol. Back to those psukim that we saw earlier in the Ramban. L'shimcha gadol. It's for him. Upsukim rabim ba'u kain. Iva l'moshev lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired a place to dwell. Po eshev ki evci. I dwelled here because I desire it. V'kasuv v'aretz is kor. So how could both be true simultaneously? The answer is, I believe, right? And again, in other words, before we said, oh, maybe it's a machlokas Ramban and Ramchal. But in Ramban himself, you see these two perspectives. So the answer is that the second perspective relates to our attitude while doing mitzvos, whereas the first relates to, as it were, from Hashem. We should not look, even if you follow the Ramchal, as that the purpose of existence is just for our pleasure. Rather, we have to recognize that we have this duty and this obligation to sanctify Hashem's name. Thus, when we consider the perspective, the purpose of creation, we have to contemplate two vantage points. From God's perspective, to the extent that we could understand it, again, we're not saying it's his true perspective, like the Rambam pointed out, but from God's perspective, from our perspective on God's perspective, as it were, so the creation of the world is, of course, the greatest act of beneficence, because there could be no other purpose, since he lacks nothing. But at the same time, we shouldn't indulge ourselves with such ruminations. It's all for us. From our perspective, our attitude has to be that the reason why we're here is to serve God and to honor him. And we'll see this if you look through Tanakh, you look through Ramban, you'll see these two perspectives all over the place. The Ramban here, we just saw, presents the two perspectives as pshat versus sod, right? Al pi pshat, it's for us, al pi sod, it's for him. But it's not a machlokes between pshat and sod. It's two different perspectives. That's the difference between, by the way, Parshas Nitzavim and Parshas Hazinu. Parshas Nitzavim, we just read about Parshas Hazinu, the Ramban, who said the whole purpose of the Gula is Laman Shemo, right? It's all for him. We're not going to do tshuva. We're not going to deserve it. It's just for him, Laman Shemo. Compare that to the Psukim in Nitzavim, and compare that to the Ramban in Nitzavim, right? The Ramban in Nitzavim has the exact opposite perspective on the Gula. Maybe we'll get back to that later. It's a difference between Sefer Yeshayahu and Sefer Yechezkel also. There are many Psukim that are representative, that are reflective of both of these themes. And now it's late, so we'll get back to this point, I think, maybe at other times throughout the year, when we talk about the purpose of mitzvot, when we talk about the purpose of a geula, and even when we talk about the perspective of creation of the world. And again, it's not a machlokas between Ramban and Ramchal, because you see both perspectives many, many, many places in both thinkers. You see Ramban's perspective in Ramchal, you see Ramchal's perspective in Ramban. They're simply two perspectives. That's the first resolution. The second resolution I want to suggest, and it's not, the two are not mutually exclusive, emerges from a passage from the Gaon. Rabbi Rafi Stoll pointed this out to me, and I think he's right. This is from the Gaon's Perush on Tefillah, on the statement, you don't have it here, I'm sorry. On the statement, Tov Yatzar Kavod Lishmo. In Birkus. Sorry. In Birkus Kriyashma. So says the Gra, Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shehu Tov, V'ratza Lehetiv Imbriyosav, HaTava Gemura, B'derech Shel Schar, V'lo B'derech Shel Chesed Chinam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Tov and a Meitiv. He wishes to bestow goodness on his creations in a manner of HaTava Gemura, i.e. not Nama D'Kisufa, something that's deserved. Yatsar Kavod Lishmo. Yatsar Efsharus Shekaviyachol Habrios Nos Kavod Lishmo. He therefore created a world in which there's possibility for the Brios to give Kavod Lishmo. Uvischarzos Notlin Chelkam Bedin. And thereby they could be Zoche in their Chelek in Din. But what does he mean to say? He's saying a very important point. The whole Yesod of the Ramchal, which he's here alluding to, is that the purpose of that if something is deserved, it's enjoyed in a way that isn't shameful. If you're given a gift that you don't deserve, then it's shameful. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to give the ultimate goodness, had to create a system in which we could deserve it. Well, what does deserving mean? If I go ahead and I give you busy work and then I pay you for it, so yeah, you deserve the pay because you worked for it, but it's still not reciprocal because you didn't give me anything and I'm giving you something. You just did busy work, so you didn't give me anything and I'm giving you something, I'm giving you pay. So in a sense it's deserved, but in a sense it's not deserved. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was create an opportunity for mankind to give him something. Well, what is that? So that's what the Ramban says. He created a world in which we can give him something that, as it were, he lacks. What is that? Kavod. Because he doesn't have Ein Melech Below Am. He doesn't have that unless we give it to him. And it's only in the context of our freely deciding to give it to him that he could get it. Because otherwise, he doesn't have it. The kavod that he gets from Malachim is not the kavod that we give him. Because the Malachim give him that kavod automatically. We choose to give him that kavod. We have an alternative, and we nevertheless do it. And therefore, as it were, we give him something, and therefore, he gives us something. And that's the ultimate act of goodness. He creates a system in which we have the opportunity to give him something, such that now he can give us something in a way that we have earned it. And that's the ultimate gift. Ultimate gift is to give someone the opportunity, something to give you, so you can give them something back, if you have something to offer. So that's what Tov Yatzar Kavod Lishmo means. Rav Dessler has this idea in a number of places as well. I'll just read you one sentence. Tachlis Habriya, this is from Chela Gimel, page 269. Tachlis Habriya hi Gilui Shemo Ukvodo Yisborach Zehu Achesed Agadol Bioser Shanu Zochim Lo Shebriyas HaHester Him Leman HaGilui hi Atzma Gilui Gadol Shal Chesed Aloki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maskiras Atzmo Kidei Leitiv Shiuchal Adam Legalos Al Yedei Kach Giluyim ba'atzmo be'amalo ba'avodas Hashem hazeh yisod shel ha'olam chesed yibanu. It actually adds another twist here. Very interesting point, right? There could be no greater pleasure than discovering something, and by hiding himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows for us to discover his glory. Anyway, I guess we're out of time, but I think Be'ezus Hashem, this is value in its own right, and then also I think it's, as we just noted, it sets up the stage for our discussion next week of free will. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.